Good morning, everyone, and welcome to your daily Star Citizen briefing. It's Thursday, August 13th, and last night was a busy one. A new test build is live. We got our first look at the next major update, and the community had some pretty strong opinions on a handful of touchy subjects. Let's start with the PTU. Alpha 4.10 keeps grinding through its stabilization cycle, with a new build opened up to all waves last night, while Live stays on 4.9. This patch fixes a client crash and improves instance loading to better spread the server load. A long list of quieter fixes comes along for the ride. Blueprints that can finally be crafted, missions that weren't refreshing properly, a door in the Siege of Orison that was trapping players in an endless wait, and auto-cargo loading that refused to trigger on the Hull C. A few known irritants are still hanging around, like an elevator that's slow to respond, and a performance drop near the Solanke platform during the siege. None of this points to a wipe. It's the usual polish work before a potential push to Live. The real story today is the roadmap. Tuesday's weekly update cracked open the window on Alpha 4.11, and for the first time we can put names to what's coming, even if everything is still listed as tentative. The headline is Nix 1, a coreless planet so close to its sun that terraforming seemed impossible, until experimental tech gave it an atmosphere capable of supporting real biodiversity. It arrives alongside a complete overhaul of planet generation, biomes that finally respond to actual physical properties, and a new system that builds entire worlds by assembling terrain procedurally. On top of that, there's a new heavy combat armor, two new Kostok Arms weapons, including a machine gun that heats up before spitting plasma rounds, and an Aegis Tiburon offered as a contract reward through Wiccolo. Again, all of this is tentative, and experience has taught us never to read a roadmap date as a release date. Over on Spectrum, the mood is more tense than cheerful tonight. Inventory keeps crystallizing frustration between finicky filters and menus that close at exactly the wrong moment. Monetization is also generating a lot of conversation, with a heavy armor bundle sold as a pledge raising concerns about in-game balance and a recurring ask from the community, sell cosmetics, not gameplay impact. But the thread running through the most discussions is Squadron 42. Speculation about a possible delay is spreading, with some people floating theories that are a fair stretch from reality, while others are holding on to measured confidence. At this point, it's pure player speculation. No official announcement has settled anything. On the gameplay side, a deeper debate is stirring about the relevance of carriers since the recent quantum jump range adjustments, and a familiar cry keeps echoing from the piracy crowd, who feel their gameplay loop is running on fumes. Reddit, as usual, takes the same topics with a slightly lighter touch. The Nixo announcement triggered a pretty wholesome wave of excitement, and the new eyebrow styles announced for 4.11 got a good laugh out of everyone, the community happily leaning into that level of cosmetic detail. A more serious topic also dominated the night, a partnership between the studio and a company specializing in AI-generated voice acting, which reignites an ongoing debate about the future of voiceover work. Between curiosity about what it could unlock at scale, and concern about standardizing artistic direction, the community is clearly split. On a more nostalgic note, the replacement of the Aurora by the Little 100i in the very first starter pack hit a soft spot, the Aurora being for many people the very first ship they ever flew in this game. And as always, the usual divide is on full display between players who find the game unplayable after a long break, and those who explain, with a full cargo hold to back them up, that they never get tired of their hauling routine. A quick word on ongoing events. The duels phase of the Ship Showdown 2956 is wrapping up, with voting closing tomorrow, August 14th. Now's the time to vote for your favorite ship if you haven't already. Numbers to close things out. $402,000 raised yesterday, bringing the total to $1.035 billion. That's your August 13th briefing. Take care of your ships, keep an eye on your eyebrows, and we'll be back tomorrow with more. Fly safe. Or don't.